USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. President Biden is making it clear that Israel has full U.S. support.
In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
Biden spoke in front of reporters at the White House Saturday about the Hamas surprise attack on Israel. The president was visibly angry when he spoke of civilians who were killed and entire families that were taken captive by Hamas. Biden said there is never justification for terrorist attacks, and Israel has a right to defend itself and its people. He also had a stern warning against any party hostile to Israel wanting to exploit the attacks for their own benefit. A United Airlines flight to Tel Aviv is being diverted back to San Francisco, and numerous flights are being canceled after the Hamas attacks on Israel. Weekend flights to Tel Aviv on United as well as on American and Delta Airlines are listed as canceled. Several airlines around the world announced that they are canceling flights to Tel Aviv as well as a result of the fighting. The United flight had originated from San Francisco and was flying over Greenland when it was diverted. The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history will end without a contract deal.
Kaiser Permanente employees will begin returning to work in hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held October 12th.
A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay raises and higher staffing levels. First-class mail could cost you even more.
The United States Postal Service says it wants to raise the price of stamps another 2 cents starting next January to 68 cents. The cost of stamps has increased 16 cents since 2019. The proposal, which must be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, comes as first-class mail volume fell 3% last year to its lowest level in 50 years. First-class mail accounted for just over $24 billion in revenue last year. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And this is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas, and the enemy will pay a price it has never known before after today's surprise attack from the militant group that authorities say left at least 40 people dead and hundreds more injured.
Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Over 250 casualties have been reported so far and 22 deaths.
Dave Collins reporting. The White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli civilians. The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in Manhattan federal court. The FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman Free defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old Freed faces over 100 years in federal prison. Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on federal gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.